1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. I just want to say, I've had the opportunity to hear Paula Jones speak recently. Paula Jones, the lady who was involved allegedly with President Clinton. I really like her. I like her. I think she's bright, sharp, sharp as a tack, and sophisticated. And I think I can understand what President Clinton saw in her. She saw in her what any man would see in an attractive woman. Not only is she physically gorgeous, but she's the kind of woman you don't mind having on your arm when you walk into a room filled with business people, perhaps diplomats, people who are well-traveled. And you sort of, you know, cruise the room with your cocktails, and maybe you come up to a group of people, learned educators, and she opens her mouth, and out of it comes something like, "I changed my mind." You know, you like that. It's just great. You really... All right, here's something that we got in the mail. Let me just tell you this much. My wife subscribed to People magazine utilizing the great services of the kids at school. You know how kids do magazine drives? Well, we did this magazine drive with the kids. And I subscribed to a couple of magazines, and Maria got People magazine. And she got a reduced rate in subscribing through the school. Well, we get an invoice here from People magazine. Your name has been placed in our bad debt file for non-payment in the amount of $41 and whatever it is. This is the outstanding balance due on your subscription to People. Continued failure to pay the amount due and clear name from our bad debt file will necessitate additional collection measures. Just who do you guys think you're talking to anyway? We got this through the school. We got it at a reduced rate. You're charging me a higher rate, and you're sending my wife mail like this? I'm outraged. Actually, the fact is, I was outraged until I realized that the total cost was $99.96, and the amount that we paid was $58.30, so the amount due was $41.66. The fact is, we do owe them that much money. We do owe them, and I couldn't get my wife to understand that. She thought that this was some kind of insulting, rotten, horrible letter. It's not. The magazine is rotten, but they have a right to their money. I wouldn't read People, man, if it was hanging on a hook in the outhouse. Well, maybe then. But I like this bad debt file thing, so I got to call them up and I got to find out what the story is. I really suspect that they made a mistake. And, you know, People, Time Life has a number of magazines. They have Fortune, Money, People, InStyle, Sports Illustrated, Life, Entertainment Weekly. They got a lot of different magazines, and, you know, they obviously have to get paid for their marvelous magazines. Now, People is not one that I would, it's not one that I read, and I'm going to make you a promise. As this show continues to excel, and as we continue to draw listeners, and as we continue to succeed, the day is going to come that People magazine is going to ask me to be in their magazine. And I make this promise now with as firm a commitment as Paula Jones made when she said she wouldn't pose nude in Penthouse. I will not be in People magazine. Cut to 3 years from now, there I am on the cover. Hi. No, I'm not going to be in that magazine. You want to know why? Because the pictures they take, yeah, they have people like posing in bathtubs. And what is that about? Every time people put somebody in their magazine, you know, where are they now? Didn't they do a where are they now with Fran Drescher and all those people? They did a where are they now thing. And there's Fran Drescher. I don't know what the hell she was doing. They had her walking through a sewer or something. She had her skirt pulled up, and she was walking down a gutter. I don't know. And then they did one with, remember the Young Rascals? They were an old rock and roll band. They found those guys. They dug them out. They dusted off the cobwebs, and they had pictures taken of them sitting in empty bathtubs in a junkyard. It just completely, I didn't get it. I thought, well, it was like a backhanded, it was like a slap to their face or something. Well, I know they're retreads and they're old rockers, man. What did that mean? They're in the garbage can? And then somebody else, I forget who, they posed this person in a bathtub with their family. So I'm not going to do that, and I refuse to be in People magazine. I don't care whether or not you guys beg me. And right now there's people saying, who is this guy who's talking about? Someday you're going to want me in your magazine. It's inevitable. I ain't going to be it, man, until you start taking some better pictures. And I ain't posing in no bathtub or walking through a sewer or on a swing set Or standing in the kitchen with my wife feeding me. That's another one of those pictures I see in people all the time. The guy has his mouth open, and she's putting food in his mouth. Every single guy they put in People magazine is being fed by his wife in one of the pictures. Bob enjoys cooking and staying at home with his wife, Doris, of 6 months. And the guy's with his mouth open, and she's shoveling like crab cocktail or something in there. With mayonnaise, you know, they're real they're real Epicureans, you know, the crab cocktail. We like to sit at home and, go out and pick wild mushrooms. Sometimes we get a toadstool. I had my liver replaced last month, but that's another story. Let's go out for a gourmet dinner. Let's go out and pick some wild toadstools. Go out, boil them up, make a nice little salad, eat it, lose your liver. Anyway, that's what I think of People magazine. So I told my wife that I would call them. You have a number. I don't know if this is the right number or not. This is to the Bill Center. And find out what the story is. Okay, you know what I'm saying, Mike? So dial it up and I'll try and whatever I can do. Tell you what, why don't we take a break first? Is this a floating break? We'll take a break first and then we'll call these guys to find out why it is this magazine is demanding money that we feel we don't owe them. Especially considering there's only one person in the house that reads it. Well, there's two. There's my wife and whoever's breaking into my house in the middle of the night and reading my magazines. I know it's somebody. It might be you, Schaefer. Or maybe the rat. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Four nine eight six eight six, Phil Hendry Show. I got. Did you make the call? All right, we're going to call the Bill Center that I believe is for Time Life. You know something? I don't care if I'm putting them on the air without their knowledge. My producer Mike Schaefer now is going jumping up and down. You can't put people on the air without their knowledge because it's a felony. Is it really? Is it a felony? It's a felony. Ooh. Well, looks like we're going to commit a felony on the Phil Hendry Show right now because I'm putting these people at the Bill Center on the air without their knowledge. Come on down and take me in. That's right. Take me in. File criminal charges. Because I could give a patoots. Patootski. Where's this to? The Bill Center? In Florida, all right? You want to know what we're calling on? Hold on for a minute. Disconnect. I just want to let people know. The reason why we're calling is because I believe that we have gotten an improper bill. And not only have we gotten an improper bill for a subscription to People magazine, but the rude manner in which they wrote their letter. So I'm going to call them. And just so you all are aware of this, it's against the law in most states to put someone on the air without their prior knowledge, without their prior express consent to go on the air. But I'm going to do it anyway. Got it? I don't care anymore. You know, I just don't. Disconnect for a minute. Let me just say this. I don't care anymore. I don't care anymore. I don't care anymore. I don't care anymore. Redial, Mike. You tell me it's against the law? It's against the law. Hey, man, I hear all these other cats doing it. All these other guys calling people up, sticking them on the air. You think they got anybody? You think they got a lawyer in their face? You think they have the radio station lawyer, the broadcast lawyer in their face? Do you think they get phone calls like I get? Well, you know, Phil, you have to make sure that you let people know that it's a satire. Really? Thank you very much. Do you think the rest of these monkeys, you think anybody's calling them? No. You want to know why? Because their shows ain't funny to begin with. So ain't nobody listening to that. Go ahead. Put it back up. Okay, I don't know what the story is. Are they answering or not?
Subscription.
Yes, hello?
Yes.
Is this subscriptions?
Yes, it is.
All right. I have a question about my bill.
Yes, sir.
We have a subscription for a Maria Sanchez, and it is for People Magazine.
Yes.
Okay, my question is this. I believe that we are being overbilled, number one. And number two, I think that your manner in writing this letter was very rude.
Hold on, please.
Thank you for calling. If you'd like for...
All right, well, we got disconnected there. Hello?
Yes, sir. Would you like to speak to billing?
I would like to speak to billing.
Let me connect you.
Well, come on. Answer the phone, will you?
Subscription.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah.
I have a bill here that I don't think is right.
Hold on. You have a question about your bill?
Yeah.
All right, could you press 3, please?
You want me to press what?
3. Okay, do it again. All right, could you press it and hold it for about 5 seconds?
Press it and what?
Press it and hold it. Now to do it. Press 4.
What do you got me doing?
Press 4. Okay, what's the name on the account?
The name on the account is Maria Sanchez.
Maria? Sanchez.
Sanchez, yes, sir.
All right, so hold on, please. Maria Sanchez of Dallas, Texas.
No, Maria Sanchez of Thousand Oaks, California.
I've got Dallas, Texas. I've got Miami, Florida. I've got San Antonio. Mexico City.
Thousand Oaks, California.
Press 4.
What?
Press 4.
I'm pressing 4. Why am I...
Just do it. Hold it down.
Okay, I'll hold it down.
You held it too long. You have to...
Well, how long do you want me to hold it?
About 2 seconds.
1001, 1002. There.
You can't talk while you're holding it down because it messes up the computer. Did you press 4?
Yes, I'll press it.
Hold on, please.
Mike, who do you got me here, man? Is this the bill center?
Yes, subscription.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, is this Mr. Sanchez?
No, it is not Mr. Sanchez. My name is Phil Hendry, okay?
All right. Could you hold on, please?
Yeah.
Subscription.
Yes.
Mr. Hendry, can I help you? Your name's Hendry, right?
Yes, it's Phil Hendry.
Can I help you?
My wife has got a problem with her bill.
Was that Ms. Sanchez?
Yeah.
All right, hold on.
Hello.
Yes.
What do you... hold on. Press 3. Okay, I can take your call now. Wait a minute, you held it down too long and it's reset our system. What was that name?
Do you want my name, or do you want...
I want to name your wife.
My wife's name is Maria Sanchez.
All right, and you're Phil Sanchez?
No, I am not Phil Sanchez. My name is Phil Hendry.
I don't understand.
My wife has a professional name that she uses. She kept her maiden name. She uses the name Maria Sanchez.
Well, I don't know. We have got about 10,000 Maria Sanchez in our computer. Hold on for a minute.
I didn't do that.
No, I did that.
Now what? Who are they transferring me to?
Yeah, this is subscriptions. Hello?
Hi, how are you? My name is Phil Hendry. I'm calling for a bill. I'm calling about a bill.
For Maria Sanchez, right?
Yes.
All right, hold on. Is this Maria Sanchez of Thousand Oaks?
Yes.
Well, no, it's not. You're her husband, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're not her?
Yes.
Okay, I was making a joke, sir.
Look, I don't need a joke. I just want you to tell me how much money we are supposed to owe on this bill that we had already sent in. We had already remitted $58.30, okay?
All right, sir. I don't know what remit means. Can you?
That means I sent in $58.30.
Okay, because I do not know what remit means. When you say that...
All right, I sent it in.
You sent it in?
Yeah. And the bill here says that we owe $41.66.
All right, so let me check on that.
Thank you.
If you could press one...
Okay, here it is. Was that too long?
Yes. Too short. Little shorter.
Jesus.
Well, that was way too short.
Okay, man, I don't know how long you want me to do it.
Perfect. Hi, Mr. Henry?
Yes.
I'm sorry to keep you waiting, sir. Right, you owe $41.66.
Can I talk to you for a minute?
Yes, sir.
That's exactly why I'm calling in. I don't owe $41.66.
How much do you owe?
I don't owe nothing, okay?
Please hold. Thank you for holding. You've called the Bill Center. Your subscription to Sports Illustrated is on its way. Mr. Henry?
Yeah.
All right, your subscription to Sports Illustrated is on its
way. I have not subscribed to Sports Illustrated. I don't believe in Sports Illustrated, okay?
Well, the football phone is going to get you in a couple of weeks, okay?
And I didn't order a football phone, and I didn't order Sports Illustrated. I ordered People Magazine.
Are you getting it?
Yeah, we're getting it, okay?
All right, great. Well, thanks a lot for calling.
No, wait a second, man. I don't want no football phone. And
the football phone comes with the Sports Illustrated. It's free with the subscription.
I don't want a subscription to Sports Illustrated. I'm not taking Sports Illustrated. I'm taking People Magazine, okay?
And the price was?
The price was, they say, $99.96, but we're only supposed to pay $58.30.
Which means you owe $41.66.
Which means I don't owe nothing, because I don't believe that that's what I owe, all right? You understand? Because we got this through the kid's school, and...
And what's the kid's name?
Well, I don't want to tell you over the air right now.
Have you got me on the air right now?
Well, yes, I do.
Okay, you know that's a felony, right?
Look, pal, I was...
Hold on. I press 6.
And what am I pressing 6 for?
Hold on. All right, you're pressing 6 so we can transfer you over to our subscription department, sir.
I thought I was talking to that.
No, you're not talking to the subscription department right now, all right? You're talking to the guy who wants to make sure that he's not on the radio. Now I'll send you over to...
Okay, I'm going
to
press...
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yes, hello, Miss Henry?
Yeah.
You owe $41.66.
Yeah, no, I don't, okay?
Well, that's what we have in our...
No, I do not owe $41.66 because I paid $58.30, and that's all the money that I'm going to pay, all right? And I don't like the letter that you guys sent, and,
We didn't send it to you. We sent it to Miss Sanchez?
Yeah, well, you sent it to my wife, Maria Sanchez.
All right, well, then what are you worried about?
Because she's my wife.
Was it addressed to you?
No, it was not addressed to me.
So you've got me on the radio without my consent, and you've opened up federal mail without... See, here's the thing.
My wife showed it to me, okay? I had her permission to read it.
You sure?
Yeah.
Could you press 4, please?
And what's this, the permission line?
Yes, it is. Not long...
Yeah, I know, not long enough.
All right, Mr. Henry, you have permission from your wife to order People Magazine. We can send it out to you at an annual rate of $99.96, and that means you owe $41.66 with a $58.30, okay?
Yeah, that's great, man. I don't want People, and I don't want the football phone, and I don't want Sports Illustrated, all right?
Hold on. Did you press 3?
Yeah, that's. I just anticipated that you'd want me to.
You're right. Okay, so...
So let me ask you a question. When I press 3, what does that do?
I keep on talking. If you don't press 3, I'll stop talking. So I want... Thank you. What I was going to say to you...
Hold on. That's it. Press 3. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Phil Hendry Show.
The bat in the movie The Natural that Robert Redford used after he broke the bat was one that him and the Bat Boy had made out of hand, and they nicknamed it Wonder Boy and put a bolt of lightning on it.
Wait a minute.
This guy here is full of bull.
Wait, one they made out of a hand?
They made it by hand. It was another bat that they made by hand and put a bolt of lightning on it and named it Wonder Boy for the Bat Boy.
All right, I didn't want to bring this up, but since nobody believes me, I'm going to have to bring it up. Have you got the movie, sir? Have you got The Natural?
I just seen it about four or five times.
Did you see the ball game last night?
No, I listened to it. I didn't get it.
What you need to do,
what
you should do is get a tape of the movie from last night and view it frame by frame. Once the bat is broken, you can see the magic spirit.
I'll tell you exactly.
No, wait a second. You can see
in the movie, the Bat Boy give Roy Hobbs the bat that they had handmade out of some wood that he had, and they named it Wonder Boy. And that's all
but that bat wasn't hit by no lightning. That was just a regular bat, see? Same thing with the bat that Piazza used last night to hit the dinger. That wasn't hit by no lightning either. But Wonder Boy, it got hit by lightning, and the magic escaped. Now, if you look at the tape of the game, you can see the magic oozing into Roger Clemens, which made him go nuts.
I think you need to get your feet back on the ground and root for your Mets, but I think it's too late for him because I think the Yanks have done got him.
Not with the magic oozing out of the bat.
No, there's no magic in a bat.
You're not telling me there's no magic oozing out of the bat. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
I'm telling you there's no magic in a bat.
Piazza's
a better than average hitter. He's going to hit any pitcher in the league.
Wait a minute.
Regardless who they are.
I want you to tell me straight. There's no magic in Piazza's bat?
No, what he believes in, I have no control over.
I think that you're telling me there's no magic oozing out of it.
I don't think there's no magic in any man's bat. If that's the case, man, I won't get it. Mark McGwire must have more magic than anybody.
Spit it out. I want you to...
The guy spit it out already. Spit it out. He just told you.
There's no magic in a bat, bud. You need to get your feet on the ground and come back to reality. You've seen too many movies.
I'm telling you, I looked at the tape last night.
I don't know where you got that at. I have no idea where you got magic coming out of a bat. It's all in a man's head.
Well,
it's all in your mind.
I don't know. I thought I saw magic oozing out.
That you may have, but the world didn't. The real world didn't.
Okay, Brad.
I guess you think I'm nuts too.
No, I didn't say you're nuts. I agree with this.
I didn't say you were nuts. I just said that. You got to get back down to earth to get your feet on the ground. What happened in a movie? Piazza's in his mind. Maybe that bat,
How come Clemens
some kind of magic? But in real life,
you sound like you sound like an intelligent guy.
Well, I
you do. I mean, I my hat's off to you. You've got your feet on the ground. I don't know what to believe.
Well, You gotta look at, if that's the case, Sammy Sosa, McGwire, all the great hitters in the time.
Don't you think Sosa's got magic?
Sosa's a damn good hitter. He's one of
okay.
the best.
Okay, I think this gentleman answered your question.
He's going to hit pitching regardless of throwing
right.
the ball.
Thank you
he's
very much, sir.
He's another one of them that can do it.
You're a hell of a guy. I love you.
All right, thank you very much, sir.
You got your feet on the ground. I like that about you.
Okay. Thank you, sir, in Austin.
In Austin, huh?
Thank you.
God bless you. I want to go down there. I like Austin.
It's a fine city.
You're a nice guy.
Okay. Thank
have
you.
A good evening.
All right.
You have a nice time. You're a great, great guy.
Okay.
Phil Hendry. Flashback.
Of course, it's time for the section where, during the course of the week, we take a look at some of the personals and... It's basically something that Melissa Morgan got us into. It's called Find the Fat Girl. Now, it's not necessarily a bad thing, but when you read personal ads, there are definite signs and there's definite clues. There are definite words that are used that will help you identify the fat person, or in this case, the fat girl, because these were placed by women. And with the help of Melissa, we identify these phrases that essentially mean, I'm fat. Here's one from a newspaper we were reading. Single white female, blonde, 50, pretty without makeup. Okay, that right there, that's a catchphrase that means fat. Pretty without makeup, homeowner, secure executive, likes to spoil and control. Very interesting. She's looking for a man who's under 35, a non-smoker, no drugs, blue-collar worker. That can also, a woman who wants to, that may also mean she's a tub. And finally, unemployed, okay. That also means she's probably fat. So those three phrases, pretty without makeup, blue-collar worker, and unemployed, okay, that means she's fat. Okay? She wants an unemployed man. What does that mean, unemployed, okay? Basically, she has no expectations. Next one. Right off the bat, the first word tells you she's chubby. Here's the first word. Cheerful, slim, secure lady of Christian faith. Right, that word cheerful, fat. Next one here. Single white female, 41, smoker, looking for someone finally secure or retired with nice home. Prefer to live in warmer climate, no drinkers or drugs, willing to relocate. That means fat. Secure, cute, and available. Fat. That means fat. She's large. Divorced, black female, seeks family-oriented, stable person for potential friendship. Now, here we go with another one. Widow, petite, non-smoker, on Social Security, debt-free. That phrase gives away the fact she has an eating disorder, which means she eats too much. By eating disorder, I mean she's bulimic, and she's not anorexic. She's lying about the petite thing. And a lot of, see, what happens is, and if you read these ads, you think, oh, geez, petite. That, yes, but they always give themselves away. She says she's small. That means short. But we're talking bowling ball shape, almost a perfect sphere. Debt-free right there, fat. Now, here's another one. Shy, sincere, caring, German widow. Underline that, because that's fat. Large, that's tub. A German widow, there ain't a one of them that ain't under 180 to 190 pounds. Attractive, and here we go, here's the fat keyword, attractive, energetic, independent white female. The word energetic, read large. Now, the first phrase of this next ad means corpulent, fat, full, full-figured, big. The phrase is, new things are happening around us. New things are happening around us. Let's get in touch and start something new and beautiful. Chocolate complexion, Jamaican queen, 5'4", here we go, 190 pounds. The next ad says, ubiquitous, attractive, down-to-earth, sensitive, relocatable, 47, non-smoking, divorced white female. Which word do you think meant she was pork-like or porcine? You got it, ubiquitous. She's everywhere. She's everywhere in the house. And when she walks into the room, she fills that up too. Ubiquitous. She sits, quote, around the house. Get it? All right. Moving along here, correctional institute inmate. All right, that means fat right there. But then you move along to single 32-year-old black female, quote, outgoing. There's your fat watchword. Outgoing, open-minded, free-hearted, nice-looking. The next one, pretty blonde lady, 50, relocatable, slim, 5'8". Slim. Don't believe that because you have to read on. Likes home life, gardening, cooking, reading, easygoing, old-fashioned values, wishes to meet honest, financially secure man. Which was the fat phrase? Which was the fat tip-off phrase? Which means bush pig? You got it. Old-fashioned values. There he goes. Now, I say bush pig. I don't mean to be cruel, but, you know, large. Christian woman. Oh, okay. Well, Christian woman there. That means fat. Next one. Do you believe in magic? This young-looking, early 50s woman does. Which was the phrase that tipped off fat? Do you believe in magic? That means fat. And then finally, 25-year-old Filipino woman, medical laboratory graduate, loves cooking and gardening, seeking Catholic man and faithful guy. Which was the tip, the fat phrase? No, medical laboratory graduate. All of those chicks are huge. And finally, correctional institute inmate, big green-eyed, bodacious blonde, looking for long-term relationships, seeking soulmate who is honest, caring, structure, and stability. No games, soon to be released. Which is the phrase that says fat? You got it. Soon to be released. So there you go. And we'll move on with a few more of these. Thank you, Melissa. I like this. Oh, here's one here I like. Widowed white female, 72, 5'5", 135 pounds, likes flea markets, garage sales, church, singing, non-smoker drinker. Which was the fat phrase? Which is the tip-off that she's bigger than a garage? Likes flea markets. You got it. Good for you, Craig. All right. You're going to have a happy life, man. Whether you're looking for a fat woman or not. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Okay, welcome back to the Phil Henry Show. Our number, of course, 1-800-449-8686. We're going through some of the singles ads you'll find in the back of national magazines. And this is a feature that we call Find the Fat Chick because, man, I realize that probably it's something you're never going to have to worry about. But if you go through a lot of these ads and you don't know who's fat and who isn't, don't you think you might wind up a little unhappy if it's not what you're looking for? Maybe you are. Here's how you find out. There are phrases. There are words. Here's one. Attractive J.W. sister, medical professional, seeks husband, should be baptized in good standing and available, no sincere brother discounted. Please write for personal details. Now, which phrase in there, Craig, and you guys listening at home, which phrase in there screams out that the woman is fat? Which is it? Here it is. Should be baptized in good standing and available, no sincere brother discounted. She's large. All right. Seriously. All right. Single white female, 44, 5'3", blue eyes, brown hair, enjoys yard sales, movies, reading, and animals. Which is the fat phrase? You got it. Enjoys yard sales. You're getting better. Good for you at home. Ahoy! World War II Hospital Corps wave. Honest, loving, and caring, with many interests and keen sense of humor. Seeks correspondence with sailors and Marines of that era, I remember. Which tells you that she was fat, and still is fat. No, ahoy is your first tip-off. Ahoy's your first tip-off, and then the phrase, seeks correspondent with sailors and Marines of that era. Look, there's nothing... fat, she's a yacht. Look, there's nothing wrong with being large, but you might as well know now. Honest, caring, attractive, black lady, early 40s, medium size, 5'4", relocatable, is searching for an honest white gentleman. What tells you she's fat? Nope. The phrase that tells you that she's fat is that she's a middle-aged black lady in her 40s. Okay. Single Hispanic female, hard worker, loves the country, looking for a retired gentleman who loves country living and is honest, sincere, and likes the home life. What's the fat phrase? Hispanic female, hard worker. Now you know, huh? Attractive redhead, young 50, financially secure, seeks same, retired fireman or health professional. What's the fat phrase? Attractive redhead. Well, there you go. That's just some of the stuff. Finally, beautiful young lady who sings so lovely, seeks sincere gentleman. What's the fat phrase there? Young lady who sings. You got it, Craig. Craig, you are hitting a home run, man. By the way, Mike Schaefer's wife is an attractive redhead. How nice for you, Mike. Okay, I'm out of here. And I'm saying that going into a photo booth in an arcade, taking pictures of yourself, getting aroused by yourself, so to the point of doing what you did, you're a mental case. You need immediate out care, perhaps in care, inpatient psychiatric evaluation.
Are they going to make me clean the booths out?
You didn't hear a word I said, did you? You need a doctor. A medical doctor.
Okay, I'm not sure what you're trying to say.
I'm saying you need a psychiatrist. You know what a psychiatrist does, don't you?
I'm not familiar. But I know that it's a head doctor. But
it's a head doctor. There you go.
Yeah, I heard a friend of mine say, a psych as a head doctor, say, a guy help you get head, right? You know.
Oh, Jesus. Los Angeles on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to comment to Chris. It sounds like he's a narcissist, that he's finding himself sexually arousing. And
there's nothing wrong with being proud of your body.
He's himself sexually arousing. It sounds like he likes the male anatomy.
There's
so
nothing wrong with
that. So how can
you
say that he's not gay or that he doesn't have some sort of a proclivity towards that?
Do you find yourself attractive?
Well, I don't get aroused by looking at myself.
If you were in a bathtub with candles all around and you had some bubble bath, you'd feel that you felt you were hot.
Usually I think women fantasize about being with somebody else.
Yeah, but you...
So I don't think they just fantasize about themselves. I think that's narcissism.
Can I ask you, what is proclivity?
Pardon me?
Proclivity means you have a tendency.
Proclivity, yes.
What does that mean?
A tendency toward.
Yes.
Okay, well, first of all, I am handsome, and I shouldn't be held responsible for that, okay? I didn't do anything wrong if I was born handsome. Number two.
There's a lot of people that were born handsome, but they don't jerk off in front of people.
But
in public places where little kids are walking by.
I said I shouldn't have done it, but I am very hot. And if you saw me walking down the street, you'd think I was
hot,
too.
No, I would not want you to start jerking off in front of me if I saw you walking down the street.
That's not appropriate
behavior.
I didn't say that. But if you saw me walking down the street,
no, I would not give you the right to do that either if I saw you walking down the street.
You'd
I don't
go
care
home,
what you look like.
I would be so hot, you'd go home and want to do you.
Oh, boy.
I would. You know, I would. You would be very hot. You'd be hot for me. Are you hot?
You know what? I think that you...
Are you hot?
I think you think a little bit too much of yourself.
Okay, forget about me for a minute. Are you hot?
Buddy, you know what is this? A 900 number?
No, if you saw me in my speedo...
I'm talking about you, about the fact that you're like... saying, oh, no, I'm not gay, and you're, like, completely homophobic about it.
Check it out.
And obviously you're turned on by yourself.
No, I'm just saying, if you saw me in my speedos, you'd want to play with the little man in the boat, and that's no lie.
Okay.
Can we go have a drink sometime?
That's all I want to say.
Do you
want to
have a cocktail?
Man.
Do you want to have a cocktail sometime?
Hey, Chris.
Yeah?
Is that a respirator or something, man? What's up with that?
What?
She hung up, by the way.
Damn. This close.
Yeah.
Phil Hendry.